7:30 p.m.
Good evening. Here are the latest RTL Today headlines. I'm John Baker. As part of the action plan to promote the Luxembourgish language, the government has installed a new bilingual welcome and farewell signs along motorways near the country's borders. According to the latest reports published by the Ministry of Health, the number of flu cases has more than doubled in a week, jumping from 182 to 367, an increase of 102%. In the presence of the Grand Duke and Prime Minister Luc Frieden, Mark Spouts and Martin Hansen have today been officially sworn in as successors to the former Labour and Sports Minister George Michaud. In international news, German media outlets NTV and Bild are reporting that the EU is set to withdraw a policy that would see the production of new cars with combustion engines banned from 2035, instead looking to cut the binding number to a 90% reduction in CO2 emissions. And the US has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela in a dramatic helicopter raid this week, framing the operation as part of Washington's escalating pressure campaign against President Nicolas Maduro's regime. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and headlines, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and as the evening continues to draw in, the mist and fog has already started to develop, adding to the fairly thick cloud we already have. Current temperature is 7 degrees, and it will cool down further as the night progresses.